The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hello there, folks, and welcome to the Don Crow Show. Today's a day to focus on focus. Now, that means today's show is all about the work and ministry of Focus on the Family. And this hour, you'll learn about the heart of Focus on the Family and about some of their important areas of ministry to families and people in all stages and phases of life. And in light of that, who better to have as our guest host for today's show than John Fuller, co-host of Focus on the Family broadcast, which is heard every day right here on WAVA at 7 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 8:30 p.m. Now, you know, John's been a guest on this show on a number of occasions, but today it is such a delight to have him sitting in as host. So I'm sure this hour is going to be a real blessing to you as listeners as we together enjoy visiting with John Fuller and the folks at Focus on the Family.
What an awesome privilege it is to be sitting in for Don. And as I noted earlier, he put a lot of effort into that little introduction there. That's more than normal for me. And I just want to know, it felt like a surfer movie music there. I don't know why, it just made me feel a little bit like there's warm air going on and sea breezes, but not today. There is a little bit of air movement and maybe some spit coming down from the sky as we have some rain showers in the forecast. But thanks for joining us for the Don Crow Show, kind of a Father's Day theme. And last hour, as we were talking to Rob Jackson and Greg Smalley from the Focus staff, let me just say they had some great insights, and the focusonthefamily.com/website is the main place to go to find some follow-up materials. So appreciate Lon Solomon and his heart. We've had him on the Focus broadcast before, and I connected with him there at the tail end just a little bit on something that he and I have spoken about at some length on a personal note, just both being dads with some special needs kids and what those kids have taught us. How God has used those children to really share with us his heart. Right now I want to turn to a fellow colleague at Focus on the Family, someone I've really enjoyed getting to know over the years, Danny Huerta. He's our Vice President of Parenting and Youth. Danny is a counselor. He's a husband and dad. He loves his kids. And kind of some of my go-to things for Danny are, give me a script for talking to my kid about dot, 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 fill in the blank. So, Danny, welcome to the Don Crow Show, and give me a script for talking to my kids about, let's say, how disappointed I am Sunday that they really didn't do much except buy me something stupid at the dollar store for Father's Day.
No, that's great, John. Yeah, thanks for setting me up on that one. That's, yeah,
there are dads who are going to be disappointed all across the world.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be some dads that simply just want to relax. You know, they just want to pass out that day because dads are working hard and they're trying their best. And there's some dads that are going to be the playful dads and are going to get out there and play with their kids. And some dads that just want to get work done. And then other dads that would love to grill. So each dad has their own desire of what that Father's Day is going to look like. And
I like the way you framed that. What's your love language? What's Sunday going to look like for you if you could just paint the picture?
I'd love to go on a bike ride. I really love to be out there with my kids and exploring, stopping, and then just talking and having experiences together. Maybe going bowling would be fun. We haven't done that in a long time. Just being together. Sometimes we've actually in the past we've done some gardening together, taken walks, and I've had Father's Day where I've been sick. So I mean, it can be an imperfect day, but the good one this Sunday, I'm hoping for a bike ride.
So, Danny, you walk into the door of Focus on the Family, you're thinking about parents. You're thinking about moms and dads. You're thinking about helping our kids do well through the institution of parents, if I could put it that way. What are some things that really excite you about what you're seeing in the Christian community with parents these days?
Well, I was just at a conference in Virginia, homeschool convention, speaking there, and seeing parents that are intentionally stepping into the topic of sexuality with their kids right now is very encouraging, because we do need to talk to our kids about sex very, very overtly now, and not shy away from the topic. I'm also seeing parents that are getting the fact that kids need balance and don't need to, we need to redefine what success looks like. And that's a foundation in Christ, and not becoming the perfect engineer or the best mathematician in the world, but really becoming the child that God has created that person to be. And so it takes intentionality of the parent to get to know the child, yeah, spend time with them, listen to them, but then also reflect and guide and provide boundaries and limits. It's kind of a balance there. And, I think the central core is taking the time and effort, and sometimes that's the hardest thing, our biggest commodity that we have only 24 hours of in each day. And it's filled with a lot of other things that are pressing for our attention.
Yeah.
And so the encouraging part is that parents are really intentionally trying to manage all that.
All right. So let's. You're really good, as I said, about scripting. I mean, you have a lot of great abilities, and I mean, you're a counselor. You've spent a lot of time in the trenches with families. Give me a sample script for the dad who's thinking, "Yeah, Father's Day, another chance for me to feel like I'm messing up. What do I say to my kids? What can I say to get going again with them, to reconnect with them?"
Yeah, it's. I think a key word for that is until now. Until now, I've made some mistakes that I want to correct, and I want to do better. And I'm constantly growing. And I appreciated your grace towards me, and I really ask for forgiveness for these specific things. And I would be very specific about what those things are that you have felt you've not done well, because that creates a genuineness, mm-hmm, to what you're asking for. And then not living in shame. At that point, you say, all right, that was until now. And every day has a new beginning, a new sunrise and a new sunset. And so a dad can bring that as a gift of asking for that, and also a gift receiving back, and humbly entering that space, and then asking the child, so what do you think you need from me, or you would love from me? What do you wish we could do better together? And allow for the child to potentially have some negative emotions, and just know it's not personal. They're just really trying to protect that hurt that they may have felt from you as a dad. It doesn't make you a failure or that it's over. It's just, it's a new beginning. It's going to take some work and some patience.
I appreciate that. I wrote one book. It wasn't all that great, but one of the thoughts I shared in it, First Time Dad, is as a dad, just remember, kids are resilient. And so let me encourage you, Dad, keep showing up, keep doing your best, and take Danny's words to heart. Just try that conversation with your kids if you're feeling like you've been falling short until now. But things are going to change now. Not perfectly, but I'm going to turn my face like flint, if you will, and make a difference. Danny, thanks for what you and the team do. I so appreciate it. FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting is the starting point to find your questions answered, the resources you need, the shot in the arm. You and the team do a great job, Danny. Thank you.
I appreciate it, John. Yeah, it's great to be able to serve in God's kingdom, and I just want to encourage dads out there. Just give it your best shot. It's never really going to be perfect. Give your attention face to face, eye to eye, and you're going to learn a lot of lessons through your kids. Be attentive to those, because God can speak to you through your kids, and you need that openness, because God's always speaking. You just got to listen.
Excellent. Well, thanks again to Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family for joining us. I'm John Fuller. We'll be back with more on The Don Crow Show after this.
I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition, which has resulted in tons of weight loss. Now get ready and be part of the annual Losing to Live 5K Walk Run, which will take place in beautiful Annandale, Virginia. Join me for this experience of fun, fellowship, fitness, and finishing the race. While you participate in the race, your children will really enjoy a special program called the Team Challenge, where they will learn how to have a healthy lifestyle. After the race, you'll enjoy a delicious brunch. The top three men and the top three women overall and 10 year age groups will receive awards. In addition, every participant will receive their official t-shirt. Sign up today at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org. Or call 703-560-3109. That's 703-560-3109.
The next walk run is Saturday, June 15th. Sign up now at capitalbaptist.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350350.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Sir. Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. The prison guard was upset. You're supposed to say prison is good, not Jesus is good. 70-year-old Ling smiled and replied, "But prison is not good. Do you want me to lie?" "Then give me 50 push-ups just like yesterday," the guard responded. Ling was in prison for spreading the gospel in China. After a hard day's work, prisoners were expected to repeat, "Prison is good." But Ling always shouted out, "Jesus is better." She didn't mind the push-ups. It gave her an opportunity to witness to her captors. Like Ling, we can learn to undergo any discomfort to share God's love with our enemies.
Join the Voice of the Martyrs for the Day of the Martyr on June 29th. For information and church resources, visit vomradio.net/Day of the Martyr.
It's the Don Crow Show on WAVA. I'm John Fuller from Focus on the Family. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday the 13th. What a day. Lots going on, and we've been having kind of a Father's Day theme to the program today. Just ahead of the curve, frankly. I mean, many times on a Friday you'll hear this, but we're starting early. We're trying to help you get ready for Father's Day. If you're a dad, to set your expectations appropriately. If you're a child, to help you get to a point of being able to talk to your dad and say some good things. Fathering is hard. I've got six kids, and I'm not sure how we've done it, but they've turned out generally pretty well. I guess that would be a hat tip to my wife. I mentioned Focus on the Family. I've been there a long time, and one of the neat things we've done over the years is provide parents with the tool for dealing with movies and TV and music and games and occasionally books. I mean, back in the day, it used to be books that caused a lot of the stir in the media. But these days, it's movies, it's music, it's games. And the Plugged In team is fantastic. PluggedIn.com is the website where you can find reviews and insights, cultural analysis. And right now we're talking to Adam Holz. He's the interim director for Plugged In. And his team of dedicated colleagues evaluates the media and helps me make sense of it. And I am like tens of thousands of parents who, when the kids say, can I go to see whatever the movie is, or can I play whatever the game is, the first response is, what's Plugged In say? Adam, thanks for being a thorn in the flesh for our children. We appreciate it.
You know, John, I love wrecking the lives of children everywhere. So, you know, thank you for that.
No, you really do. Yeah, and you've been with the Plugged In team a number of years. You all spend a lot of time helping us keep up because we can't. I mean, as parents, there's just too much going on out there in the media, and it's all right there in our kids' phones.
Yeah, there's just so much going on today. And our desire at Plugged In is to give parents all of the information they need to know what their kids are into and really to be able to help them make wise and discerning decisions for their family. And we realize that one size doesn't fit all, so we don't, you know, offer a one-size-fits-all answer. But we look at not only movies, but music, television, video games, pop cultural trends, and really do our best to equip parents with what they need to make good decisions.
So let me pass on a story I heard just last night. It was a relative I was talking to, and she said when their son was, I don't know, 10, she found out through a family friend that he had and was playing one of the Grand Theft Auto video games. He was just a little squirt. And he might have been 12, I don't know, but he was way young for a game of that intensity. And she went to her husband and said, did you know that this is rated, like, super bad? It's really explicit? And he's like, no, I didn't realize that. So there is there are aspects of this that we just don't know. You spend a lot of time kind of seeing what the minefields are. What do we do? Let's say my kid is playing a game that I object to. It's horrific. Let's say they've been watching movies on Netflix or out at the theater or at a friend's house that I just am appalled at. What am I supposed to do if I don't like what my kids are doing with their media choices?
Well, I think there's a multifaceted response to that question, John. I think for starters, you don't want your 10-year-old playing Grand Theft Auto. It's an M-rated video game. And so certain things, as parents, our responsibility is to establish boundaries to help our children grow, to protect them from really awful influences. And I don't want to just throw something under the bus, but if I were going to throw something under the bus, Grand Theft Auto would be right up there. But we also have to have a strategy that's bigger than just saying, you know what, this is junk. I think when our children are young, that's exactly our strategy. You know, we say, no, it's inappropriate for you. That's the end of the discussion. And then as they get into their tween and maybe early teen years, I think we're still fairly firm there. But we begin to explain our rationale for that. But I think that we need to ask the question, what is the outcome that we want for them eventually? Certainly we want to protect them in the moment, but we also want to equip them to begin to make those decisions for themselves so that when they leave, you know, when they're 18 or 20 or 25 or, you know, however old that may be, that they don't just go out and go crazy and, you know, act like a kid who's having a perpetual dessert. But they're able to think for themselves. So I think that we need a strategy that is sort of, it's multifaceted. When they're younger, we draw really firm boundaries. And then as they get into their middle to older teen years, we begin to grant them more autonomy to make decisions, even if we don't always agree with them. But I think the key is to keep the lines of communication open.
Yeah.
You know, if they have an artist that they're listening to that we don't like, instead of just saying, this is garbage and throwing it out, like
I heard a story about George Bush and one of his daughters. He did that with her Nirvana CD back in the day. You know, it's a funny story, but, you know, if you've got a 16 or 17-year-old, they need you to help them think critically. Mm-hmm. And so that sort of draconian response probably isn't going to be the right one.
Yeah.
So we want to help them move toward that that ability to think for themselves and really asking questions and engaging, even if, you know, we don't always agree with it. So I think the answer is it really depends on how old they are.
Yeah.
And every kid's going to be different, right?
I mean, like in this case, this relative said her son recognized that there were some bad things in the game. And so he really just he just really played some of the less bad parts and avoided the really bad parts of the game. So some kids are just naturally discerning. They're going to steer away from that stuff. Other kids are going to be drawn in. Don't assign motives, but help them think critically. How do you do this with your own high schooler, your own middle schooler?
You know, I try to engage as much as possible. And one of the really simple things that we do, and we do it with commercials, we do it with songs, we do it with movies, is just a simple compare and contrast question. How does this compare to what we believe as Christians? How is it similar? How is it lining up with what we believe? And where is it radically different? And where it's different, what do we need to think about that? So I think even just that basic question, how is this similar? How is it different? We're not just modeling, oh, this is garbage, you can't engage with that, but we're modeling critical thinking that is equipping them to see, hey, I can ask questions about this. Now, I'll also say we haven't gotten our kids' cell phones yet, and my almost 13-year-old is begging me for a phone, and his argument is all of my friends have one. And I really try to be patient and explain to him why we're not going there yet, and we'll get there eventually, but you don't need one right now, even if he's the last kid that gets one. So as parents, we all have to decide what are the battles that we're willing to fight, and where are we willing to give a little bit. You know, I've given with Fortnite. My 12-year-old loves Fortnite, like every 12-year-old boy in America.
Okay. Yeah.
And we have a constant discussion about setting boundaries on it. So it's about engagement, it's about intentionality, and it's about being really aware of what your kids are into,
All right.
John.
Do you ever play Fortnite with your son?
You know, I haven't played Fortnite. Weirdly enough, my son and I downloaded Pokemon Go 3 years ago, and we're still playing that.
Okay.
So I think that's a great suggestion, looking for places where you can step into their entertainment world with them is a great way to not be the bad guy, but, you know, to be engaged with them. And so whether that's books or movies or music, to the extent that you can really not just play the heavy, but be right in there with them. And some stuff's inappropriate, and we have to say no, we can't go there. But I think that builds a relational bridge.
Okay, so you got about a minute left here, Adam, maybe two. Go ahead and talk about the importance of boundaries. Let's say my kid is playing Minecraft or Fortnite or listening to, you know, fill in the blank. All right, I'm going to give you 30 minutes on that today. How important is it for me to enforce that 30-minute boundary or whatever it is?
Well, I think it's important because I think that when we are inconsistent as parents, it confuses our kids. And they may think that they're getting away with something, but there's so much research out there that shows that when we're setting clear boundaries and enforcing them, that gives our kids a sense of protection and safety, even if they push back against it.
Yeah.
And I will also say, I'm not perfect at that. So there's always a gap between what we know is right and the reality of where we're at. And so we do a lot of resetting. It's like, you know what? This is out of control. We need to back it off. And we need to redirect towards some other activities. And so because media is so constant, it's a constant process of engagement and resetting and trying again. And so instead of just throwing in the towel, it's like, no, we're going to try again. We're going to stay with this. We're going to stay engaged. And we're going to help you get through this together.
And I so appreciate the wisdom there. Let me just again say, if you're a dad and this is an area of struggle, hit the Plugged In website and get some encouragement. There are some good things out there. Respond to your kid's request to do something or to watch something or listen to something, to at least bring an alternative to the table. Don't just make it a blanket no. So, Adam, thank you and the team for providing PluggedIn.com as a terrific resource, a million hits a month. I mean, you are doing tremendous work, and I want to say thank you on behalf of my wife and me. We've directed our kids more than once to PluggedIn.com, and I know many of our listeners feel the same. So thanks for joining us today on the Don Crow Show.
You bet. I love talking about this stuff and hope that it was encouragement to the listeners.
It absolutely was. So, all right, dads, it's not all doom and gloom out there. Find something good you can do with your kids in the media world at PluggedIn.com this weekend. I'm John Fuller. The Don Crow Show continues after this break.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. 1-800-936-5496.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or go to WAVA.com, keyword heal.
Don't let the little things pile up and stress you out. Check out new Stress Ball stress supplements and bring some relaxation to your world. It's an easy-to-take, drug-free, non-habit-forming herbal blend that can help you stress less and live more. Find new Stress Balls at your local Walmart today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Hi, Norm with A-Action. When you call A-Action, I'm the one that listens and assesses your customer need. I then assign the appropriate technician. Next, I monitor your call to be sure we have met our scheduling commitments and have the right parts to help solve your problem. When complete, we follow up to make sure that the job has been done right. At A-Action, customer satisfaction isn't just a concept. It's in our DNA. Give us a call at 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Grace Christian Academy, located in Falls Church, offers an affordable, biblically-based K-4 through 8th grade education in a loving family environment. Our low faculty-to-student ratio lets us address the individual educational needs of each scholar. Our middle school program offers extracurricular activities, sports, and music. Before and after school care is offered. Financial aid is available for those who qualify.
Meet the Grace family.
Call 703-534-5517.
visit gracechristianacademy.org.
Got Julie and Jamal on the Don Crow Show, and me, John Fuller, and I'm grateful to my colleagues in the studio for facilitating the opportunity for me to sit here in the studio where Don normally sits while he is away. It just so happened I was in D.C. and happy to fill in on this great day. And I want to turn, as we have kind of a Father's Day, pre-Father's Day theme, to a friend of mine who has written about fatherhood. His name is Paul Batura. He's a colleague at Focus on the Family, and we've worked together for many, many years now, and we've actually officed adjacent to each other for several years, and it's been a joy to be able to work with Paul. He helped me write my book, First Time Dad, which Paul is inexplicably not on paulbatura.com, and I don't mean to make this a public feud or anything, but come on, man. That's the only good parts in my book were written by you. You should put it up there.
You know, John, that's a good point. That's a huge oversight on my part.
Oh, there you go. Well, we'll forgive you for now, and we'll just say Paul is one of the most gifted guys I know with words and with the ability to thread things together, probably because he listened to Paul Harvey growing up and wrote a terrific book about Paul Harvey, the legendary broadcaster. He's written a number of books and helped others like me write a number of books, and what I really wanted to do today, Paul, is dial into your book, Chosen for Greatness, because you tell some fantastic stories of adoption that I think are perfect for kind of teeing up Father's Day and reflect well on some dads who made a difference in the lives of kids who otherwise wouldn't have had a dad.
You know, John, you're very kind. It's always great to talk adoption, and especially with a good friend like you. If the noise is overwhelming, it's because there's a big party going on in your office next door right now. So,
well, forgive me. I know that one person who works very closely with me went to a Rockies game. So I know that there are people that should be working that aren't, and we will overlook the noise. I thought you were going to say something laudable, like it's just my kids, and I love them, and I love having them in my office, which you do, by the way.
Well, no, John, you know, adoption is a close a topic close to our hearts. And, you know, it always seems to come up in the news. And it just even earlier this week, some of your listeners may remember the story that 187 CEOs signed on to a letter suggesting that abortion rights are critical to business, which is hard to fathom. It kind of blows your mind. But I thought about it in terms of one of the great CEOs of all time is Steve Jobs. And, of course, he's been gone for several years now. And Steve famously said years just before he died that he wanted to meet his birth mother just to thank her for not aborting him. And, you know, his adoption story is remarkable mm-hmm. on so many levels. But, again, I think most of us think that adoption may not have touched our lives because we didn't adopt or we don't have a brother or sister. But the reality is adoption touches all our lives in some form or fashion, because so much of society is populated by people who have been adopted or who know someone who was.
Yeah, in that chapter, that first chapter in your book, Chosen for Greatness, I told you this earlier this year, I read that chapter to my son, who is adopted, my youngest, and I just wanted him to see that even though there's a part of his story he doesn't know, people like Steve Jobs can show that if you do have somebody that shows up that says, I'll be your dad or I'll be your mom or both, preferably, there can be a game change in that individual's life. And anybody that's used an Apple product or has been accessed by an Apple product has been touched by Steve Jobs. Give us a thumbnail sketch on that story.
Yeah, the remarkable thing about his story was that the couple that had been selected to adopt him actually turned down the placement right at the birth because they didn't know at the time if it was going to be a boy or a girl. And when they found out it was a boy, the couple that had been chosen said no. And so the agency scrambled and they found another couple.
And there was kind of a hurdle though. Wasn't there a stipulation about college?
There was. The couple that had been selected had been highly educated. That had been something very important to Joanne Shibley, who was Steve's birth mom. She said she only wanted him placed with a college-educated couple, and the second place couple, if you will, had not been to college, and they had to convince the birth mom that they would make sure Steve did go when the time came.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a big hurdle. They got over it. The remarkable thing, though, about Steve's placement is that he happened to be adopted by a family in Silicon Valley, a father who was a mechanic, had a workshop in the garage, who liked to tinker, worked on lasers. Steve grew up on a street populated by early adopters of computer technology, including the president of HP. And so he had all this easy access to his curiosity.
Yeah.
And that's the remarkable thing. I think the Lord puts children in the homes that he intends for the reasons he intends. And it's fun to be part of that adventure. If you're an adoptive parent, you have to believe that it's not just a happenstance, that it is divinely decided, and it has remarkable consequences generations later.
Well, thank you for being faithful to the call. You and your wife, Julie, have three adopted boys. You are a terrific dad, and I want to thank you for capturing so many great stories in the book Chosen for Greatness, and also in immortalizing the Paul Harvey story in the book Good Day. Those are two excellent books. You'll find them at Paul J. Batura's website. It's paulbatura.com. Paul, thanks for joining us on the Don Crow Show today.
No, thanks for having me on, John. Look forward to seeing you back in the office.
Yeah, just have them clean up the party goods before I get back, will you?
The confetti may get stuck to the
chair. All right, well, I'll expect a little bit of that, but not too much, please. Thanks again, Paul.
Thanks, John.
This is the Don Crow Show. I'm John Fuller, filling in for Don, and we're going to hear about the Alive from New York event that took place in New York City just last month when we come back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
The advice that she gives, if you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just in an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE, 844-41-BIBLE.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
It's the Don Crow Show on WAVA. We're so glad to have you along with us on this Thursday afternoon as the cloud cover comes in and the skies unleash a little bit of precipitation around the area. Hope you get home safe and you have a good evening. We're rounding the corner and headed toward Father's Day. And I hope it's going to be a great Father's Day event for you. Whatever role you have, whether you get to say thanks to your dad or if you're not able to, maybe to celebrate a friend or a family member and their role as a father. I want to talk a little bit about something that took place last month, and it was, can I just say, incredible? I mean, it was almost surreal that that 10 to 12 weeks of planning came together in such a significant way. Focused on the Family had our Alive from New York event in Times Square, and it was phenomenal. I think there were about 20,000 people that joined us on that beautiful Sunday. The weather held. It was just a spectacular event. And I'm joined now by Robin Chambers. She is the Director of Sanctity of Human Life at Focus on the Family. And she was right in the middle of all the activity, all the events. And Robin, thanks for joining us today on the Don Crow Show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
It's hard to believe that it's only been not even 6 weeks since Alive from New York. What were your thoughts on that day, on May 4th, as we were wrapping up? What did God have on your heart about the significance of that day for us?
That's such a great question. You know, for the few weeks that we had to plan this and leading up to it, almost daily, the Lord just reminded me that this was about Him, that this was to celebrate life and to really glorify God. And, you know, John, I'm such a planner that I always think of what could go wrong. And the day of, I stood back in awe and watched God do amazing things. And truly, at the end of the day, I thought, God was glorified. This was why we were here. And it was a joy. And it was a pleasure, and it was very humbling to be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just, I was so proud of our staff and our attendees, and just the love and the grace and mercy that was shown that day was just truly something to behold.
Now, this radio station we're on right now aired the special, the Alive from New York radio special, which I had the privilege of hosting along with Jim Sanders from Ambassador Advertising Agency. Robin, we were right there. We were at the back of the 4D ultrasound truck. For those who didn't hear that special, didn't hear the Focus broadcast, just paint a thumbnail of what we did and why in New York City on May 4th.
Well, because of just the egregious legislation that was passed, a child's life could be taken all the way through 40 weeks was heart-wrenching. You know, and if you've been in this movement for very long, you know that we are there to fight for women and to fight for young lives, those unborn lives. And being in Times Square and being in one of the busiest places in the world was very, very specific on Jim Daly's part, was to be at that crossroads in a very busy place and to show the dignity and humanity of that baby, and setting up that stage and the big screens that we had and then showing that live ultrasound on the unit where you were in the back of that with Abby Johnson. And that was just our goal, was to show that precious baby, to hear that heartbeat, and to see Abby just beaming when she came out on that stage was just our way of showing that mama and her unborn child are valued and protected from conception to natural death. And Abby was such, she was such a trooper. We couldn't get that little guy to cooperate, but she was just determined to be a part of that. And the very end, you know, God just really did an amazing thing and flipped that baby where we could see that precious little face and hear that heartbeat. And it is an undeniable sound of life.
Yeah, this is Abby Johnson from the movie Unplanned, the former Planned Parenthood worker who had a change of heart when she actually was in the room for an abortion. God got a hold of her and said, this is wrong, and she left Planned Parenthood. She was on the Focus broadcast shortly after that when a book that she wrote was published by Focus. It was phenomenal to have her there, and there were so many God moments on that day. There were so many answers to prayer. We want to just say thank you to the listeners here who participated by giving, by listening, by telling friends, by praying. There was a lot that happened to the glory of God, as you said, Robin. So I want to say thank you to you and your team. You've been so faithful and so dedicated, and you really have been an inspiration to so many of us there at Focus. So thank you for what you do and for joining us today on the Don Crow Show.
Thank you for having me on, John. And it is such a privilege to be able to stand up for those women and their babies each and every day. I have to pinch myself often and say, I get to come to work and do this.
Yeah.
And to work with those pregnancy centers across the United States is one of the greatest joys that I've had at Focus on the Family.
Well, it shows in all of your actions and your heart and your smiles. So thanks again, Robin. And for our listeners, let me just encourage you to stop by focusonthefamily.com. We have a whole segment of our website devoted to life, to the value of life, to if you're grieving an abortion, to tools for you as you follow up on that and try to heal. It's a journey we know, and we want to be there to help you. Well, we're going to wrap up the show here after this break. I'm John Fuller. This is the Don Crow Show. Thanks for joining us so far, and stay with us as we wrap up next.
I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition, which has resulted in tons of weight loss. Now get ready and be part of the annual Losing to Live 5K Walk Run, which will take place in beautiful Annandale, Virginia. Join me for this experience of fun, fellowship, fitness, and finishing the race. While you participate in the race, your children will really enjoy a special program called the Team Challenge, where they will learn how to have a healthy lifestyle. After the race, you'll enjoy a delicious brunch. The top three men and the top three women overall and 10 year age groups will receive awards. In addition, every participant will receive their official t-shirt. Sign up today at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org. Or call 703-560-3109. That's 703-560-3109.
The next walk run is Saturday, June 15th. Sign up now at capitalbaptist.org.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale, a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. We listed the house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Need a plumber? Need drain cleaning? Toilets not working? Call A-Action for Plumbing. Our plumbing team is awesome and clean. Call 703-922-1900.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
And the final segment of the Don Crow Show here on WAVA. I'm John Fuller, filling in for Don, and what an awesome honor and privilege it's been. Let me end our show on a little bit of a personal note. So I've mentioned I'm in Washington, D.C., so it's awesome to be able to sit here in Don's studio, surrounded by Jamal and Julie and others who make this great radio station run so effectively. We came, my family and I came to D.C. to celebrate a great life lived well. It was my uncle. He passed away a year ago. And yesterday, we were at Arlington National Cemetery for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be a part of a military procession and burial there, to have an opportunity to review his life so well-lived, the legacy of a faithful man who soldiered on behalf of this country for the better part of two decades. He flew 450 missions over Vietnam. He served in the Korean War and in the Vietnam War. Just found out, many of us, yesterday, that he had been shot down and spent 2 weeks behind enemy lines at one point. And so it was a really interesting time to be together. This guy with a big smile, and I had the privilege of knowing him, and being able to get to meet some of his extended family members and spend time together just to review the legacy of this man who gave to his country and gave to his family. He served through so many ways. He loved on his kids. He gave one son who couldn't wait to get out of the home a love for flying, and that son went on to fly professionally. He gave another son of himself. He gave a kidney to a son who had kidney failure and helped prolong his life. He gave through Habitat for Humanity, building over 100 homes. As we stood by the graveside, I was watching thinking, this is a great man, but I was struck not by all that he did, but how he loved. And I just want to close with the question, especially for you, Dad, what's your legacy? You know, Billy Graham said the greatest legacy one can pass on to your children and grandchildren isn't money or other material things, but rather a legacy of character and faith. And so as we head into Father's Day weekend, Let's make sure we're doing that. Let's leave a legacy of character and faith, won't we? Won't we be better off for that? And our kids will as well. Thanks for joining us today on the Don Crow Show. John Fuller, it's been a tremendous privilege to fill in. And I trust the rest of the night goes well for you and that Father's Day weekend is special in every way.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.